points on this topic, but we would deliver them later. I think we are currently under the working papers, and this is just a quick reaction to what has been mentioned now in the room before, especially in relation to the Kazakh working paper. Just have to find my speaking notes, I'm sorry. In general, we want to thank Kazakhstan for the updated proposal for the establishment of an international agency for biosecurity. I think the paper raises many points that are important and will be discussed as part of our work, and it clearly adds a value similarly as the working paper by the US, but we will discuss that later again. We will study it in detail and consider it in our way forward. Just the one single point that I wanted to make is that we don't see a link to the Security Council as it was raised by the Russian Federation in the current documents. And as far as I could just check in a few minutes, there is also no link foreseen except for Article 7, which is more a technicality because of the mentioning in the convention when it comes to assistance and response. But also there we have some additional common understandings from the review conferences. So this is more or less a technical formality. On the other issues, we don't really see this link or that it should be an organization, not only this one, but whatever organization that we are creating that should be under the thumb of the Security Council. And this is a crucial point. And that's why I want to bring it up already at this point of the discussion. Also, since it has been brought up, and this is probably something we will discuss later as well, but just to make the point about the type of visits and what kind of the criticism that have been brought on the term of familiarization visits. From our point of view, this is something that we will discuss. And how we label these visits is more or less also a technical issue, because in the end, and this is something that will be part of our work, is what will those visits do? There should be some kind of regular on-site visits. If we call them familiarization visits or regular on-site visits, is more or less a technical issue, and it depends on how many days in advance is it announced and what are the obligations and the rules or the rights of the visiting team. So I think we don't really need to look on the labels. I think if we do this kind of visits that are extremely important to us, we should look at what is the purpose of these kind of visits. And I think one of them is building trust. It should also definitely be something that enhances the transparency of facilities that can be found in the declarations. It should help to familiarize with the facilities that are mentioned in the declaration. It should help the technical secretariat also in parts of training. I mean, we are building here a new organization, so it's highly important that, especially at the beginning, the technical secretariat is also able to familiarize itself with as many different facilities as possible. So we need these kind of visits anyway. And of course, there's also an opportunity to provide technical assistance. So my main point here is we should not focus on how these kind of visits are labeled, but what they need to do. And this was just our addition here to the discussion in the room. Thank you.
Thank you, Austria.